Yesterday, April 1st, was among things, besides opening day of baseball that we had such fun with yesterday. It was April Fool's Day. I don't know if anyone got caught in any kind of April Fool's pranks or jokes or anything like that.
No.
No? No, I didn't either.
No, I didn't. But that one I saw that I had mentioned briefly yesterday and alluded to without giving a lot of detail was the one on Mackinac Island where they said they had to make repairs to Arch Rock and they cut out the top of the arch and lifted it with a crane and had it suspended in the air. And I don't think you take something natural and cut it apart and make repairs to it and put it back together. That was a pretty good one.
That's pretty clever. That's pretty clever.
And that was shared by a number of people. It was an eye catcher.
It'd be bizarre just to see a crane on Mackinac Island.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You get it up there, yeah.
No, didn't encounter anything. And I don't recall any great big national stories or anything about any great pranks that were played. I'm sure there were in a lot of places. Perhaps you were enjoying playing a prank on somebody, a joke, or maybe you were the victim of. And if that was the case, hopefully it was done with good taste and you could have a good laugh and joke about it. We know that before April Fool's Day, Volkswagen had a little fun. Saying he was going to change his name to Volts.
Yeah.
Wagon, I still think it was clever. You know, if they're going to start marketing electric cars, they've already got a pretty good name for it.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, apparently, there were other companies that did attempt to have a little April fooling with some of their social media work. And here's an example of a few of those. So Velveeta got into the prank sting. Velveeta, really. What they said is that they were inviting customers to enjoy a new line of product called V for Velveeta, skincare products that were cheese-based moisturizers. And you were to feel the magnificence of melty moisturization. Moisturizers, nourishing night creams, and more. V for Velveeta. You know,
did people buy it? Did they really think it was true?
I'd have to, Pat Johnston, I'd have to ask you. I mean, you are a cheese lover.
Not that much.
Well,
not to put it on your face.
Right.
I'll
eat it, but I won't
wear it. I'm wondering, it's cheese-based. Maybe you have a little moisturizer in the middle of the night and need a snack. You just kind of...
Just lick your lips.
Lick your lips. You're
exactly right. Yeah, there you go.
V for Velveeta. That was one of the products that was introduced. All right, how about you want to try this? Green Giant. They announced they were partnering with the Peeps folks, you know, the Easter Peeps.
Yes.
And bringing to market cauliflower flavored Peeps.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I can hardly wait to have one of those.
Well, that was a question. People were wondering if there were such a product, would anyone really try it?
Right.
Cauliflower flavored Peep.
Well, Peeps are awful to begin with. Would anybody notice?
Oh, well, you've just offended all the Peeps lovers out there.
I have. All 10 of them. Yes.
Yeah. It is that time for Peeps, though, isn't it? All right. How about this one? From Chosen Foods, a company best known, it says, for its avocado-based products, announced the creation of guacamole-flavored toothpaste.
Oh, no.
Isn't that what you want in your mouth? The toothpaste is guaranteed to brighten your smile, enlighten your taste buds, and freshen your breath with aromatic, savory flavors.
Aromatic.
And you wouldn't mind if you swallowed it.
Yeah, usually you're supposed to spit it out. Maybe,
yeah, right.
Maybe if it's guac-flavored, you'd actually...
Yeah,
not sure I'd want to swallow it. Trolling it through my teeth with guac-based. Burger King posted fictional lines of sourdough sandwiches containing fillings such as Hershey pie, cheesy tots, mini shakes, chicken fries, chocolate chip cookies, french fries, and onion rings.
I wonder if anyone drove up to a window and ordered those.
Why wouldn't that have been funny?
Oh, sure would, because I wonder if the staff would have been informed about it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
What?
They probably would have thought that they were being fooled.
Yeah,
you know, instead
right.
of their
yes,
face,
yes.
This customer's ordering prank food. It's April Fool's Day. Get him out of the line as quickly as possible. Give him a free fry and tell him to be on his way. I don't know. Bud Light apparently got into the act. Bud Light tweeted in a hoax ad, it says, for a new line of pizza-flavored seltzers.
Yes.
Including pepperoni, anchovy, veggie, and extra cheese.
No, I'll pass on the anchovy. Yeah. Absolutely pass on that.
Most people would, I would think. The company said that it was scary to find out how many people actually wanted to try these. So apparently they were contacted or at least received feedback since it was a tweet. Maybe they got a bunch of comments that said, oh, when can I get it? I don't know.
Yeah. Which market's serving this?
Pizza and beer go together, so maybe people were thinking, hey, I have it all in one.
Convenience.
Yeah.
Now this one, boy, I'm sure a lot of people wish that this would be real. It's from the toy maker Lego. Lego announced that it was going to start bringing to market smart bricks.
Smart bricks.
Yes, that when left on the floor would automatically scatter away from people who were walking with bare feet in the house. Now that, if they could invent that technology.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
I guarantee that.
Boy, that'd relieve a lot of pain.
No doubt. You'd have people that would purchase that product in a heartbeat, no question. And finally, this is from a company called The Farmer's Dog. I'm not familiar with The Farmer's Dog. It says it's a company that creates pet food from fresh ingredients. Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
It said it's going to start marketing a special candle. It was going to be called Candle Number 2.
Oh, no.
And guess what kind of scent it was going
to have? Oh, no.
Yes. Described as a candle bearing a fresh, subtle, stool-scented fragrance from the farmer's dog.
Subtle.
Maybe from a Chihuahua, not a Great Dane. I don't know. The company did list the product on its website and said it was not yet available. Yeah, never going to be available.
Never going to be available either, yeah.
That's funny. Candle Number 2 from the farmer's dog. So there you go. Some companies that were actually having a little fun with the April Fool's Day yesterday, and you wonder how many people actually thought these products. It doesn't say, what kind of feedback they got, except for the Bud Light one. They said apparently they got a lot of feedback.
I won't be getting that candle. All I have to do is just go out to my backyard.
I was thinking that. Either one of you guys, you just go in your backyard. You wouldn't have to.
If I want that, I'll just take a candle and stick it.
in the backyard.
I know
just
what you're
here,
saying.
Okay, you know.
And just roll it around in the backyard and then light it up.
Neighbors will be wondering, what is that guy? We know he's a little on the strange side, but this just really confirms our suspicions.